1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The most active springtime severe weather in more than a dozen years, refusing to let up. 22 people killed in Oklahoma, Kentucky, Arkansas, and Texas. ABC's Jim Ryan, who's there, says new tornado warnings have been posted this morning.
People here in Dallas-Fort Worth have barely gotten a break in the severe weather. Now storms are moving in from the Texas-Oklahoma border. At DFW Airport, not far from where I am, a 77-mile-per-hour gust was reported this morning.
Closing arguments begin this morning in the criminal hush money trial of Donald Trump. Jurors in New York deciding whether the former president should be convicted of falsifying business records to hide hush money payments made to an adult film star. The Gaza Health Ministry saying that 50 Palestinians were killed in an Israeli airstrike overnight that took out two Hamas leaders. The missile hit a refugee camp in the southern city of Rafah, where the U.S. had been warning of protections for civilians. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service says three tornadoes touched down in Rock and Jefferson counties in southeast Wisconsin Sunday afternoon. One tornado was on the ground for 22 minutes. Another carved a path about 14 miles long. All the tornadoes reached top speeds of about 80 miles an hour. The damage appears to be limited to trees, power lines, and buildings. Amtrak's new Borealis line has been up and running for about a week. Federal transportation officials say they're not done adding more service in Wisconsin.
We're also funding a number of planning efforts that would introduce additional connections through Eau Claire, more service for potentially expansions of the Hiawatha line, more for La Crosse as well.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Police are now investigating after finding a body in the woods on Madison's north side. MPD says someone had called asking them to do a welfare check near where Stoughton Road meets Highway 30 and 151. That's off Sycamore Road. It's an industrial area surrounded by woods. They were dealing with tough terrain and tough weather on Monday. They used a drone to find the body. They haven't yet released the person's name or whether they believe the death is suspicious. Meanwhile, three more tornadoes hit southern Wisconsin over the long weekend. They touched down Sunday afternoon in Rock and Jefferson counties. The National Weather Service was then on the ground. NWS says they were the lowest rated twister, EF0. Those can still have wind speeds of 80 miles per hour. These storms damaged homes, power lines, and trees, just continuing the path of storm damage here in southern Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Return of Craig Counsell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell holds the Brewers club record for most career wins as a manager, but when he returned to AmFam Field wearing a Cubs uniform, he got nothing but boos. Counsell asked if he watched the brief tribute video in his honor on the scoreboard.
I didn't see much of the video. I don't know. It wasn't on very long. Yeah, I mean, it's like I said before the game. I mean, I think, you know, the fans are here to enjoy a day, enjoy a baseball game. They get to do what they want, and hopefully they had a good time.
The Cubs losing 5-1 to the Brewers thanks to a clutch three-run homer by Willie Adames in the eighth and Robert Gasser pitching another beauty, six scoreless innings. The two teams play again tonight. The Brewers now with a 4.5 game lead over Chicago in the NL Central.
You know, guys, it's the third of the season, so we got a long way to go. This is a nice win, and, you know, we got a long way to go.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high 67 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. And some of those storms could bring some locally heavy rain, quarter inch or more, not out of the question. Tonight, 50. Tomorrow, sunshine. High of 68. We're back to 70 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Wrote an article yesterday in which he mentions just some of the things that make me a libertarian without even trying to be one. That's nice. So I'm asking for the liberation. Well, think of it.
Exactly.
I will be a true friend to libertarians in the White House. We want libertarian votes because you stand for what we stand for, and don't waste a vote. Now I think you should nominate me or at least vote for me, and we should win together.
Oh, boy.
Wait for Snoopy in the back.
Oh.
You think that was bad, Donnie? Wait till Election Day.
Your dogs are looking at me like, why are you guys making that noise?
Can I just say, that was so good for my soul. That was like a good soul cleanse before he becomes a convicted felon by the end of this week. It was just a soul cleansing. Because I know how soul-crushing it was for a malignant narcissist. And then he snapped. Go ahead, then. And only if you want to win. Only nominate me if you want to win. It's fine. Just get your 3% then. Oh, my God. And he can't even pronounce libertarian. So that was fantastic. Oh.
Liberty.
And then he always goes, look, after he does a thing.
Look.
Like when he does the pee-wee, I meant to do that.
Right.
Look.
Yeah.
I'm a libertarian. Look. Yeah, look. I mean, think of it.
Him saying that, don't vote for me if you don't want to win, that's another indication of his psyche that the only thing to him is winning, and having core principles doesn't matter at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because libertarians, they have core principles.
They do. They're mostly getting high, but still.
But it's
a principle.
They have core principles.
Did you see the guy?
It's the principle of the thing.
The guy libertarian that gave the speech said he was really high.
Yeah.
It's a libertarian. I would be surprised if he wasn't, if the story was he wasn't high.
Right.
He's like, it's a libertarian convention. Of course I'm high. Someone gave me something. Okay, but yes.
He's eating what something. Are you eating?
Guy, what do you got?
It's gone now.
All right, whatever.
He has now swallowed whatever that was.
Well, best of luck to all of us.
Well, my cats were messing with a poor spider this morning for about a half an hour.
Cats
torture.
Play with
that's that falls under
torture.
The
Hague.
That all falls under the Hague, I think.
That's what cats do. They torture things before they kill them.
Cats are bastard people, I gotta say.
I watched them, I'm like, just kill it already. Just kill it.
Why didn't you save it like you normally do and put it outside?
They would have killed me. They would have killed me.
You're scared of your own cat, because most people are.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of Boots.
She's the
sweetest kitty ever.
Can we get back from cat talk?
You brought it up.
This is important. Anyway, I just, oh my God, normally I'm not a libertarian fan, but oh my God, even some of the hecklers. He said, I'll appoint a libertarian in my cabinet. Someone's like, bull! Just yelled bull.
Mm-hmm.
Right at him. Someone yelled, lock him up. Someone else, oh my God, where's the other guy? Wait, sorry, I didn't mean to hit that. Where's the other guy, the libertarian guy?
Oh, 15?
Yes, it's this one. Okay, hold please.
Madam Chair, microphone 3.
Microphone 3. Please state your name.
Jeff Coleman, Missouri delegate. First time, long time, with a request for information.
Thank you.
Did this body grab a former president by the last night?
Okay, that guy is on the top of my future husband's list.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is my imagination, or is the kind of the tinier violin? Is the whiniest little snowflake poopy diaper bitch, I don't know, whinier than usual? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Between the booing at the Libertarian Convention and the closing of... Apparently he's whining about the way every single trial in every courthouse in America has always worked.
Right.
Right. Right? He's just... jury instructions! Unconstitutional! Un-American!
They get to go after we do. That's how it works.
Why is the... Why? Oh my God, he's gone full Nancy Kerrigan.
Why?
Is the corrupt government allowed to make the final argument in the case against me? Why can't the defense go last?
Because the defense doesn't have to prove anything.
This is dodgeball.
It's different in every state, but in New York, the prosecution
California
goes
too.
Last.
And in California.
Right.
Hang on, I'm not done.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why can't the defense go last? Big advantage, very unfair. Witch hunt. DJT.
Okay, he doesn't have to prove
like it's anyone else.
Yeah,
DJT, DJT.
The prosecution has to prove something. The defense does
not.
Yes,
the burden of proof is
exactly.
On them. That's the way it all.
Well, it's like I said, it's different in every state, but New York and California, the prosecution goes last.
Usually, you have a closing and then the defense, and then you have a rebuttal closing. At least in California, I don't know about New York.
Do over, takes the backsies, safe. Do you think he's going to try that? Like. Home, like you're just your
not
mom.
It.
Your mom's like home base.
Not it.
It's gonna be family circus.
Once they say guilty, not it.
Not me.
Safe.
Circus is not me.
Not me.
Right.
Safe. I'm touching my mom. Safe. This is the safe
space. The a-hole kids would always say, "Not it," when you were playing tag.
The ones that called you the f-word.
Or fat.
That not other f-word.
Not it. F-word.
Fat F word is what I usually got.
I'm laughing at you. I'm laughing at your bullies.
Roman Gomez.
Oh, yeah.
Roman.
My.
We
my.
See you.
Uh huh.
Yeah, why don't you go talk to Carol Fisher? This is the reason you end up making comedians in a basement. Yes, Kyle Chady said, Donald Trump learning in real time how trial procedures work in virtually every criminal court. Prosecutors typically get a rebuttal during closings because the burden of proof lies with them, not the defense. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, baby's discovering that. Such a little snowflake. Mm-hmm. Discovering the what do you call it? As Bob Sesko would say, judicial system.
Judiciary.
How it works. Okay, wait, so where did I miss any heckles from the, Oh, that's not good. Stephanie Miller Show doesn't endorse that. The minute he took the stage, there were loud boos, and one member shouted, Trump should have taken a bullet. Oh, dear.
Oh, my. We don't support
that. Listen, don't stress out a Secret Service. They're going to be busy in jail.
Yeah,
sure
they'll be bored
okay.
In jail. They won't have much to do.
Okay, as I've always said, I believe I have to say his holiday tweets are always my favorite. So yesterday, of course, was Memorial Day was no different. Do I have it? Sorry. It goes on for several pages.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, I listened to the actual audio of his actual excuse for why he didn't actually testify.
Oh?
You're right. It's complete word salad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not worth it. It's just not worth it.
What? Okay. All right, so where is, hang on, hold please.
What are you looking for?
Yeah.
Brooklyn Dad.
Stupid Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day to all, including the human scum that's working so hard to destroy our great country. And then he lashed out at Eugene Carroll, who's going to sue him again, which is fantastic. Arthur Engoron, Judge Engoron. Just then the whining about again about why is the corrupt government allowed to have the final argument in the case? I just, come on, his what do you call it, holiday ones are fantastic. Because it always starts with happy, fill in the blank, and then some pejoratives, in this case, to the human scum. Which includes us, to which we say thank you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Eric had to one-up him, of course. Guy said, it wasn't just former President Trump, it was his son Eric getting some well-deserved backlash over his social media posts after one user posted a photo of the Trump family with the caption, "The family that gave up everything to save America. Thank you."
Oh, please.
Oh my God.
Eric reposted saying, "And we'll do it again." Joe Scarborough just said, "Oh my God." Because it's not, you know, see the soldiers that died that we were remembering yesterday. It's they've given up. Can I just say, if ever there was a case of the opposite, that they've taken everything from America.
Yes.
Family of grifters and con people.
Yeah.
They gave up nothing for America. They took everything.
Oh, apparently Tiffany's going to be in court today with her brothers.
Oh, wow. She got the short straw this time?
I guess so.
Oh, visiting her dad in court, not actually going to court herself.
No, she's going to be in the court today for the...
Visiting her dad.
Visiting her father.
Yes, okay.
With her two brothers.
Okay.
The older ones.
Okay.
The little one.
Edward tweeted two presidential candidates' Memorial Day messages, one about the sacrifices of service members over generations and the light of liberty, one fuming about recent legal troubles and human scum. And David Corn just said in the race is neck and neck. America is broken.
Yes, it is.
I talked to my sister about this, who, by the way, is working on very exciting things for us in Durham.
Oh.
Sexy liberal.
Okay.
I've got a... We're working on exciting things everywhere. Oh, speaking of which, Representative Mark... Pocan joins us today, star of stage, screen, and Madison Sexy Liberal just a couple of weeks ago. We have been dying to get him back on.
Yep.
Oh, he just introduced a Medicare for All with Pramila Jayapal. Text your friend, Seattle Saturday. Let's do this. We're all, there's no INT, Mark.
She's going to ask him to do that.
Uh-huh.
Yes, she is. She will. You will take part of the interview and do that.
I got the most fantastic, I'll read it later, the funniest, most romantic love letter from the most handsome romantic anchor of all time, Lawrence O'Donnell, who we're trying to work on a sexy liberal.
That would be fun.
Yes. I'm working. Listen, I got things.
You got things?
You know what? I was going to be done with the true stories, but it is an avalanche, and now people want to be heard. And
of course,
because Chris LaVoie ruins literally everything in America that Donald Trump hasn't already ruined, now we will never know what Stephanie Miller show stories are true and which are fake news. In an era where fake news could bring in the rise of fascism, Chris LaVoie has doubted Antifa's. In Chicago's beautiful Stephanie Miller show story. And now
you present more fake news.
No. Now it's going to be a game as to which ones are fake. Jacob in Madison, Stephen Gang, after Friday's multiple submissions, you might find this hard to believe.
Uh-huh.
See?
It's hard to believe.
I was at a park in Madison, Wisconsin, sitting and listening to Idiot of the Week with my car door open. The weather was beautiful. The guy next to me, who had earlier asked if the cigar smoke was bothering me, asked if I was listening to Stephanie Miller. I was excited and mad at the same time, because the one time I write to you happens to be the one following all the submissions taunting you. It's in true Stephanie Miller storytime fashion. A bug flew right into my nose a couple minutes later, and so ended my excursion outside. Thank you, Stephanie and the Mooks, for all you do. I listen every day.
Those Wisconsin bugs, they're vicious.
All right, and then who can tell which ones are real? William on Steph-headedness. Steph, hope it's not too late to contribute to the exponentially growing Stephanie apocrypha. I was at a hardware store I hadn't visited in some time. When I went to check out, the clerk asked if I was registered to get a discount. I said I didn't know, but probably not. He said he'd look it up. I said, I bet the computer says no. He stopped, looked at me, said, are you a fan of the Stephanie Miller show?
Uh-huh.
Bill in Chicago. I deem that one real. Jenny the giggling whore in Baltimore.
Right.
Says, Steph, Bob Seska was on Twitter. I commented, speaking of dreamy hunky men, Randy Rhodes commented, whore. Then Marie in Atlanta commented, objection, she's a giggling whore. And then Mark Hamill commented, are you a fan of the Stephanie Miller show?
I don't think any of that happened.
And none of that happened.
It could,
but it didn't.
But it didn't.
By the way, someone said you guys should be, if you've gotten the listeners to write a lot of really free, fantastic comedy for you.
Absolutely.
That's true. Well, we can get someone else to paint the fence.
We have
happy.
3 hours every day to fill with stuff that we don't pre-write.
Right.
So
this is what a career in radio means. Stretch.
Exactly.
Stretch. You have 3 more hours. The phone's not working.
Well, you demonstrated exactly what a radio host is supposed to do that day that we didn't have any internet.
It was magical, wasn't it?
You provided 3 hours of continuous programming.
Thank you.
Off the top of your head.
That's right.
Pulled freshly from that beautifully sculpted ass.
Thank you so much.
And that's going to win you the awards.
Thank you.
That's the one.
Thank you. Okay. All right. And we've got Charlie Pierre. Hey, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
I told you I'd see you next Tuesday, and here I am.
Well, you know.
Okay. Obviously, we have Ken Burns' really important speech. Also, oh, my God, did anyone else watch Rachel Maddow and Joy Reid at the Apollo? Oh, my God. That's the closest thing. Three-way orgasm for me. I just, oh, my God, total nerd talk. And just, but they brought Al Sharpton out, too. And I've just started her best-selling, New York Times bestseller that we had her on to talk about, Medgar and Murley. And it was an amazing discussion. But the thing that stuck with me most... It's just, you know, Al Sharpton talking about how Medgar died at 39, Dr. King died at 39, Malcolm X died at 39. And he said that Jesse Jackson said to him once, we're the first generation of civil rights activists that had lived to 40.
Yeah.
And I just, how many people died, literally died for your right to vote? Mm-hmm. And just, you know, Joy talking about the importance of voting, that literally to stay home is just so dishonoring. Yep. The people that died, like Medgar Evers. Anyway, it was fantastic. If you get a chance to watch it.
And
they also talked about, like, passing the baton to the next generation. She was talking about Jen Eiffel. You know, Gwen Eiffel inspired her. And just passing the baton. Joe Madison talks about that in his book. It just, I feel inspired. See? 3 days off.
Yep.
Invigorated. Inspired.
When MSNBC runs that as a matinee, I will watch it.
There you go. It was a matinee, or I wouldn't have seen it.
Oh, okay.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Roundhouse Provisions Morning Kick. Let me tell you what, boy howdy, Chris LeBoy.
Oh?
40 miles with my Major Taylor Bike Club, and I haven't ridden in a month because why? The tour. So, I mean, slacker.
The tour and
if
stuff.
I did not have my Morning Kick with me, I'm going to tell you how brutal that might have been. I still needed a few, like, hands in the back, like a lot of guys help you when you fall out of the Peloton. But I'm just telling you, this has been a game changer for me.
You've fallen out of a Peloton?
Yes. That's what they call a pack of cyclists. Let's not get started. Yes, it's a murder of crows and a whatever. It's a Peloton of bicyclists.
Okay. All right.
I don't think that's a thing.
It's a coven of witches. Okay, listen. Here's my point. I am not a witch, like Christine O'Donnell. Wow. That was a current reference.
Wow.
Here's my point. Probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha, which people yell out randomly in Walgreens, and that's how they find their Steph head friends.
They do not.
It's because it is in Morning Kick. It is an amazing 10 supplements in one.
Yes.
In there. Strawberry lemonade flavor. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guaranteed. Here comes a little fancy speed talking. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Woo! RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch. So you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I get questions sometimes from folks about whether or not people should buy silver or gold. You know, the actual physical metal itself. Should people buy it, put it in a safe, or bury it in their backyard or something? And I get it. There's something to the allure of a precious metal. You know, gold is tangible. You can hold it in your hands. It's pretty. Gold used to prop up the value of the US dollar. It's been about 50 years since that was the case. But some people feel like buying gold or silver can be a safeguard for their money in uncertain times. Feelings are one thing, and math is something different. And in this case, the math is very clear. A diversified, low-risk portfolio beats a hidey hole full of gold every time. For more insights on how money works, how you can save more and spend less, head on over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Stephanie Miller.
Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems, that's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them, that's the goddess in me.
You could have had a bad bitch, non-committal. Help you with your career, just a little. You're supposed to hold me down,
yeah.
But you're holding me back, and that's the sound.
Okay, the TrumpBot 2024 is glitching. Has someone thought of unplugging it and plugging it back in? A lot of glitching, a lot of those. What did he say? Liberty? I'm here for the liberty. Look. Look.
So I'm asking for the liberty. Well, think of it.
Look, think of it. Yes, Ronald said he's walking around saluting everything today, saluting during Amazing Grace, saluting people, saluting airplanes. The Trump bot is, yeah.
Glitching.
He's glitching.
Do we have that computer glitching sound? I think that might happen at the first debate if he ever shows up, which he probably won't. Look. Think of it. Look. Hi, Karen in Chicago. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. What a cluster, you know what.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for bringing up Ken Burns' commencement address. It is such an important speech to listen to and share with everybody. And he is 100% correct. Mm-hmm. The enemy is here. We have got to make sure that people understand we have at least two insurrectionist judges in our Supreme Court. that if we do not show up, make a plan to vote, vote.org, you can get registered, you can check your registration, tell everybody, particularly in marginalized communities, that they have got to make a plan to vote. We have got to overwhelm them so that these insurrectionist judges can't steal the election from us.
Absolutely. We will play that Ken Burns audio next if you haven't heard it.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee's traditional July 3rd fireworks show at Veterans Park is canceled this year. The County Parks Department blames a lack of sponsors. The fireworks cost about $350,000 alone, with another $20,000 for staffing and related costs. Big summer gatherings can be stressful for people with Alzheimer's. Experts recommend smaller get-togethers instead.
If you normally have a giant picnic with a ton of people, maybe you just have a smaller picnic with yourself and a couple of family members and the person with dementia and go sit at the beach with a nice umbrella and nice cool towels for the neck.
Kristen Cusato is a spokesperson for the Alzheimer's Association. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today, a Dane County judge is hearing arguments in a lawsuit seeking to overturn Wisconsin's controversial Act 10 law. The Scott Walker era measure effectively ended collective bargaining rights for teachers and other public workers, giving unions less and less influence. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says employees making $50,000 a year had their pay drop by more than 8% under Act 10. Conservatives in the legislature claim it saved taxpayers $16 billion. Multiple unions have filed the suit. The case is expected to head to the now liberal-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court. And the Madison Mallards hold their first home game today. They actually opened their season in Eau Claire, where they lost to the Express. The Express will be at the Duck Pond tonight, which looks a little different than it used to. It has a new video board that's more than triple the size of the old one. The game starts tonight at 5:35. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high 67 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. And some of those storms could bring some locally heavy rain, quarter inch or more, not out of the question. Tonight, 50. Tomorrow, sunshine. High of 68. We're back to 70 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
The John and Gordy Show.
We got fired a lot of times for different reasons.
Oh, nice.
And we got fired so many times, it was the only press that we were able to get in this town. And one of the stories had us pictured on the cover.
Wow. And so we did that. We did a little interview. Paper came out on a Sunday. We got fired the next day.
Tune in while you still can. Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Next time on the John and Gordy Family Show, we'll be live from Short Stack Eatery.
And we'll have as a guest Rachel Barnhart from Up Together talking about universal basic income.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Gov.
Brings me to a moment I dreaded and forces me to suspend my long-standing attempt at neutrality. There is no real choice this November. There is only the perpetuation, however flawed and feeble you might perceive it, of our fragile 249-year-old experiment, or the entropy that will engulf and destroy us if we take the other route.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Ken Burns. By their nature, documentarians try to be neutral and just they document things.
I've heard
is
that.
What I'm told, Chris.
Yes, that's
why they call them documentarians.
Do. Thank you. Yeah.
Do not be seduced by easy equalization. There is nothing equal about this equation. We are at an existential crossroads in our political and civic lives. This is a choice that could not be clearer.
One more, Ken Burns.
Madam Chair, microphone.
14? Is it not in there?
No. Huh. All right. Do we, were there three? I think there were three.
Three. Do not be seduced by easy equalization. There is
not. I might have played the wrong one. Sorry.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
The presumptive Republican nominee is the opioid of all opioids, an easy cure for what some believe is the solution to our myriad pains and problems, when in fact, with him, you end up re-enslaved with an even bigger problem, a worse affliction and addiction, a bigger delusion, James Baldwin would say, the author and finisher of our national existence, our national suicide, as Mr. Lincoln prophesied.
I don't know how many more very serious people can issue very serious warnings about the moment we're facing in our history. But this story just killed me, too. Justice Sotomayor admits that some SCOTUS rulings have driven her to tears. I mean, I think of that T-shirt we all had with the Statue of Liberty crying when, you know, Trump got in.
I know. It's a symbol of distress, isn't it, Clyde?
Clyde is trying to tell you that we don't need an upside-down flag. This is America's in distress.
Clyde can't tell whether a flag is upside down or not.
Stop it. He is smart and kind and important. Okay. She admitted Friday, Justice Sotomayor, that some of the conservative-leaning Supreme Court rulings have privately driven her to tears and hinted there's likely going to be more of such instances as the high court gears up to hand down majority consequential decisions. June's the month, man. She said, there's days I've come to my office after an announcement of a case and closed my door and cried. There have been those days, and there's likely to be more. So, June, whether states with abortion bans can ignore federal mandates for hospitals and criminalize life-saving abortion care in emergency medical situations, whether the FDA has the authority to expand access to the abortion pill, mifepristone, and whether Trump can claim immunity. She said, I live in frustration. As you heard, every loss truly traumatizes me in my stomach and my heart, but I have to get up the next morning and keep on fighting. This was the other story that inspired me beyond, Joy Reid talking about, you know, Medgar Evers and just generations of people that have died for our right to vote. She was mentioned, I guess, the gerrymander. Speaking of which, decision came down last week which allowed states to gerrymander based on race, a move that could almost certainly shrink the voting power of Black Americans. She said, there are moments when I am deeply, deeply sad, and there are moments when, yes, I even feel desperation. We all do. But you have to own it. You have to accept it. You have to shed the tears. You have to wipe them, and you have to get up and fight some more. Echoing that, Hillary Clinton, who have I mentioned?
You're going to die mad.
Are you upset
also
about
that she's been right about everything?
Yes, she has.
Oh, yeah.
I love the fake book cover where she's drinking a beer and going, from the bitch that told y'all, there was a piece of tape for everything. She was right about everything.
Yes, she was.
She predicted absolutely everything. Telling the truth again, she accused Democrats of not taking her warnings on abortion and Trump seriously before the Supreme Court. She said it. It's on tape about Roe v. Wade and all of this. She said, we didn't take it seriously. We didn't understand the threat. Most Democrats, most Americans did not realize we're in an existential struggle for the future of this country. We could have done more to fight. They slowly, surely, very effectively got what they wanted. Our side was complacent and kind of taking it for granted, thinking it would never go away. We always talk about, what do we call them, Jody? You know, our patrescending liberal male allies that told us many, many times to calm them down.
Yeah.
This will never, ever.
You don't.
Yeah.
Even know what patrocending means, little lady.
Oh, he's mansplaining. Oh, look at him.
Don't be hysterical. Rosie Wade'll be fine. They have to fundraise on it. They're never going to let it fall. Oh, that's what they run on.
I never said that.
All right. No, that's someone talking to you.
I know who she's talking
to. I know exactly who you're talking
to. I do too.
Itty-bitty little ladies.
Clinton said she feared her warnings today about the 2024 presidential election being existential will be similarly dismissed. Yeah. I mean, that's what we keep saying about reframing. People are like, democracy, whatever, whatever.
Whatever.
What does that
right.
mean?
Exactly.
You know, we have to frame it, I guess, like we were saying, is freedom.
Freedom.
Thank you, Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm. Freedom.
Yes. Jody's point was they may take our lives, but they'll never take our.
That is the.
Yeah. All right.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Wow, okay. That is a good Scottish accent and a horse,
I'll
Jody.
Play the
thank
part
you.
Of the horse.
Okay, thank you. Might as well. It's kind of a waste of all that. Whatever. Okay.
All this.
She also, I have to say, made a tough point, but a true one. She believes it's women voters who abandon her,
mm-hmm.
and
she's right.
Statistically, that is true.
She's
it's what's that meme that went around? The amount of people that would believe the worst lies about a woman mm-hmm. and ignore the facts about a man. I mean,
the little ladies didn't know what they were doing, did they?
You know what?
Okay, how hard?
Jody and I are gonna lunge over there. One of us is gonna hold you, and the other
how hard
one
should I hit him?
Is gonna hit you in the basket.
I'm gonna take Clyde and I'm gonna shove him at you.
Yes. Shove Clyde right up your. All right.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll go home and get my diamond rings.
Who wants a Clyde suppository? You do. She said they left me because they just couldn't take a risk on me because as a woman, I'm supposed to be perfect. They were willing to take a risk on Trump, who had a long list of let's call them flaws to illustrate his imperfection because he was a man and they could envision a man as a president and commander in chief. I mean, some of those women at Trump rallies with the, you know, Trump, you can grab me by the whatever. And it, mm-hmm. I don't know what to say to you.
It's gross.
Right?
It's gross.
I just, oh, you know what? Hang on. Oh. Hold, please, everyone.
Oh, Rutabaga.
Just calm down.
Peas and carrots.
No, I text with Frangela from, you know,
oh.
because this is how we keep
Frangela our of Frangela?
Yeah, so Frangela.
Okay.
Not of Rotten
I just,
Trish.
Because we talk right. about this all the time, like the sisterhood, and just how, you know, we're in it. Mm-hmm. But I sent them a Sugar Jones tweet. She said, successful women supporting women brings more success. Stop mm-hmm. falling for the trap that there's not enough to go around.
I agree.
And just the fact that some women were sexist about Hillary. Or is that a linker? And meanwhile,
I just don't like.
Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers in Louisiana gave final approval Thursday to a bill that would criminalize possession of abortion pills without prescription. It's the first in the country to classify the drugs as controlled and dangerous substances. It's expected to be signed by the Republican governor, mm-hmm. Jeff Landry, there. I mean, mm-hmm. oh, my God. You know what the world needs now?
Love, sweet love?
More I love Stephanie Miller stories.
Oh, okay.
Sweaty church whore tweeted, I want to say this may have happened yesterday.
Oh, boy.
When I was at the grocery store. But when I picked out a bag of chips and I was reading the nutrition facts, I said out loud, this is a big bag of trans fats. Someone whispered in my ear, are you a Stephanie Miller fan? Mm-hmm. Max said, story time. The other day I was in a novelty store shopping for fart machines and someone came up to me with tears in their eyes and asked me how old I was. I said 35. They asked me if I was a fan of the Stephanie Miller show. Shalon, very disappointed during your diatribe last week about how Chris LaVoy ruins everything. You failed to mention how I was in line with someone whose middle name was Louise, and I asked if they were a fan of the Stephanie Miller show, and they were. What are the chances? Steph heads everywhere.
Everywhere.
Lousy with them.
Uh-huh.
Michael in Washington State. We're flying there Saturday
yes.
for Seattle Sexy Liberal. Hey, Mike. Hello, Michael.
Am I on?
Yes.
You are on.
Yeah.
Am I on?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love you guys.
Oh, my God. We love you,
Ben. You guys are amazing. We're going to Sexy Liberal in Seattle. And, Chris, I'm not a seaman anymore. I'm a chief. I'm a retired chief. Oh. But
all right.
Can't wait to give you guys a hug.
He can get behind a rear admiral. Let me tell you that. What? I used to
well,
see
I navigated submarines, so I could tell the captain literally where to go.
Yeah.
So my wife brought.
You've navigated something long and hard.
Oh my God!
Listen, stop it.
What? I have. God. You know that. You know the old joke: 150 sailors go down and 75 happy couples come up.
Yeah.
You know all those stories. But
Michael Louise,
I love you
Washington.
Guys. My wife brought me. My wife brought me to you guys, Mama. I love you, oh. Tom Hartman. And Randy Rhodes, oh. I was a Republican for so many years,
oh.
and wow.
you brought
that.
Me to the light. Aww. You brought me to the truth, and truth is power.
It
thank
is the
you
way.
So, so much.
It is the way, the truth, and the light.
My
thank,
beautiful wife,
thank you.
Jane Erickson, brought me to you,
aww.
And she's an amazing woman,
she's
and brought
system.
Me to the truth, and saved my life.
You,
and I tell everybody to
you
vote.
You have exquisite taste in both broads and broadcasting, as I always say. Good for you. I will give you a giant hug in Seattle Saturday, all right?
I want to be the official sexy liberal submariner. I've not been deemed the official one. I just made it. I tell them all. Tell
all right.
You are now.
Yeah. Sexy liberal submariner.
Absolutely. We just had an opening. Most people, it's
you
they
guys
just,
are awesome.
I
thank
love you.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
See
for
you Saturday.
You
see you Saturday.
I love you.
Very exciting.
Aw.
Most people mean they eat submarine sandwiches, they say there, but he's an actual
submariner.
He's an actual seaman. Yeah. What?
Yep.
I did not know it was pronounced submariner. Now
yes,
I know.
Yes, now. Okay. And now you know.
Yes.
Okay.
The more you know.
And now?
A story about a bear.
No. Legal lab. Let's see where we are. It's Trump convicted felon week.
All right.
Here on the Stephanie Miller Show. Look, I've started my... You can get all of these fantastic shirts. Shadow for Delicious, Donnie Dolhan's Off the Cuff Tour. You can get these at stephaniemiller.com. Neil Katyal, Legal Lad.
I think what the Trump defense is going to do is basically to say this is not a case about Donald Trump. It's a case about Michael Cohen. And mm-hmm. they'll put Michael Cohen on trial. They'll call him a liar. They'll say he was convicted because he was a liar, that he's in it for his own ends, that he's in it for ego because he's not a spurned lover but a spurned lawyer by Donald Trump and the like.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to go well. One more, Neil.
And what the prosecution is going to say, picking up on what Andrew said just a moment ago, and I totally agree with it, is that this is not just a case about Michael Cohen. It's a case about Michael Cohen plus. Cohen is just gravy. And it's things like the Hope Hicks testimony that Andrew referred to, but it's also handwritten notes that we've got, and those checks that you just flashed on the screen a moment ago, which picks up on paragraph 33 in the complaint. These are checks that Donald Trump himself signed.
Yep, and one last one. Neil Katyal.
That shows knowledge of the whole scheme. And I think at the end of the day, the Trump defense is going to play trying to get to beyond a reasonable doubt, just getting one juror who's going to say, hey, I disagree, because in our system that means you can't put him in jail. And the prosecution is going to say, hey, this is common sense. We're talking about a guy, Donald Trump, who watched every penny. Do you really think that he would have been cool with all this money going out of his account without
thank
knowing
you.
It?
Exactly.
Do you really think he would just reimburse $430,000 or whatever that number is without some knowledge about what was going on? Of course not. So
yeah.
It's a common sense case, and
yeah.
I suspect that it's going to be successful.
Yay! He's a penny pincher and a micromanager.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Here's a happy clappy thought to end this segment on.
Okay.
John Cooper says if Trump loses in November, he'll stand trial in 2025 for all his crimes,
yep.
both state and federal. The bottom line is if Trump loses, he's going to prison. That's another reason to vote for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! Yay! I'm sorry, I'm a little giddy. I feel like Trump's going to be a convicted felon by the end of the...
I think you're
correct. Oh, my God, there's a story in the Biden camp, like, oh, they're deciding whether they should, you know, go with calling him a convicted felon. Yes!
Yes!
Embrace your inner Jasmine Crockett.
Do it.
Yes! Oh, my God. Absolutely. I mean, yes, you got to run on other things, but guess what? Joe Biden's doing great on all those other things, too.
Exactly.
But no one seems to care about, you know... I literally, David Ferguson, get him... Yeah! I heard him on you with you and Bob Seska saying Democrats should stop talking about how good the economy is because people just don't think so. And then you made that sound, whatever it is that.
Oh,
sound.
The new one. I have it on.
Yeah.
This
oh, do you have
computer.
It? Yeah. It's.
It's a new one.
Or you could make the new one.
I don't. I have it. I can give it to you later.
You explain the guttural sound that came from Jody Hamilton. She's such a nice girl. You wouldn't expect it.
Yes. Yeah. It's like the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah. It's like Linda Blair in The Exorcist.
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, it's just, it's so frustrating, you know, when you see polling going, oh, people don't think the economy, blah, blah, blah.
I get it, but all we can do is talk about what the provable statistics are. I get it. We can talk about greedflation. I get it that people feel like, but that's not Joe Biden's fault.
No, it's not.
the parts of, anyway. But he was just like, oh, we shouldn't, Democrats should stop saying the economy's good. Really? If it was a Republican, they wouldn't mention that the unemployment got to almost 13% under the predecessor and is now 3. Right. Stock market through the roof, wages up, mm-hmm. inflation down. Really? If it was the Republican candidate, they wouldn't talk about that, about how great the record is. So what, Democrats were supposed to not? We're supposed to be like, Stewart. Mad TV. Had it. Okay.
Yeah, one more thing. You mentioned Jasmine Crockett.
Yes.
There's an article in the LA Times this morning about how some lesbians are upset that she used the word butch.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Butch up, ladies.
Yeah.
I'm a lesbian. Butch up. Okay.
You're of the lipstick variety, though.
Yes.
Yes.
Wee. I'm a girl. Okay. According to... Although those nails, that's the big tell that she's a straight girl. Because I was like, nails. Leah, Lord. Edwina Scissorhands, get out. Slice me to ribbons. Okay, 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Who Gives and Gives Till It Hurts? Mama Does Omaha Steaks. And got here after you left Friday. I am like Santa Claus. I'm going to be handing out. You would not believe. Oh, my God. If this is for your dad... He's going to be so impressed. There is so much food in there, yeah. So much quantity, so much quality. I have a confession. Don't write to me, plant people. I had to try the filet mignons, and they were amazing.
Delicious.
Oh, my God. I don't do very often, but it was fantastic. I'm giving the caramel apple tartlets to, is that you? You're taking the seasoned fries. Mm-hmm. There's hot dogs. There's chicken. There's burgers. Oh, my God. Your dad's going to freak.
Yep.
I'm just telling you, it is an amazing package to get. And when you use the promo, go to omahasteaks.com, you use the promo code Stephanie, you get an additional discount when you shop gourmet gift packages for Father's Day. Always remember, mouth-watering steaks, and everything else in that gorgeous box. It gives Daddy a reason to think about you. Yay! omahasteaks.com, that promo code is Stephanie at checkout for exclusive savings on a gift package starting at just $89 for all of that. Are you kidding me? He's guaranteed to love it. OmahaSteaks.com. Type in Stephanie.
Do you have any disgruntled employees?
Hell, they're all disgruntled. I ain't running a damn daisy farm. My motto is do it my way or watch your butt.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the top. So you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by My Morning Kick. Boy, howdy, did I need this in my bike bottle this weekend. 40 miles, tough ride, just saying, off the bike for like a month because of the tour. And that Morning Kick, I'm telling you, strawberry lemonade flavor. But it gives, why just do water?
I have no idea.
You get to hydrate and you get 10 supplements in one. You get your probiotics, you get your prebiotics, you get your ashwagandha. I feel like the other supplements feel like I favor ashwagandha.
Well, you kind of
do.
Because I mentioned him by name. Okay, well, I have superfoods for muscles and joints in there. I got some anti-aging supplements, the most potent ones out there. It can give you just that boost of energy you've been looking for, enhance your overall well-being, or just feel younger. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, type in the code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply, or go right to roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in that code, Stephanie. All right, happy Trump convicted felon week. Hooray.
He could be convicted by Friday.
I know it. So excited. Oh, when Glenn Kirshner's here, come on. Come on. God loves us and wants us to be happy. Okay, Bob Schooley says, I feel kind of simultaneously that we obviously can't afford to dismiss Trump's strength in this election, and we're being gaslit about Trump's strength in this election. That is what it is.
Yep.
It is that combination of being confident and just, you know, pants being terrified.
Yep.
Poop. That was a poop. Yeah. Huh? Here was something that gave me hope. Sheldon Whitehouse tweeted, Jamie Raskin, if and when we win back the House and Senate and the White House, we will look at the Supreme Court and figure out what can be done about that extremely corrupted and contaminated body. Yes, we will, brother. Yes, we will. Yes, we can. Give them the House, the Senate, and the White House. Give them huge majorities.
Yes.
And then let's talk. Okay, and one last one, William. Stephanie Miller should be thanking Chris Lavoie for his insistence on listeners' true stories, that listeners' true stories' tales are false. Now we're all writing killer material for her show for free. Just more liberal helpers.
Yep. You're welcome.
All right, I know we have to stop, so now I'm encouraging more people.
Yeah, you are.
All right. Tim tweets, true story, I went into a startup telecom company and said, I don't like talking on the phone, so could you give me your least reliable home phone system? The salesman said, are you a fan of the guy trying to kill Stephanie Miller for the life insurance money? All right. Representative Mark Pocan and Charlie Pierce all coming up. Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Next time on the John and Gordy Family Show, we'll be live from Short Stack Eatery.
And we'll have as a guest Rachel Barnhart from Up Together talking about universal basic income.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.